Okay, good. It's recording now. Okay, welcome back to the Bisexual Fetishist Podcast. This is going to be another quick update episode. I don't have a guest this time. I know I did another update episode 2 months ago. As far as the future of this podcast and how it's going to go, there's going to be probably a lot more gaps in between episodes. I can only do these when I have people who agree to be guests. And so far, the past few months, my guest list has shrunk. I do have two potentials, though. I do have one new person who's thinking of doing it, and a returned guest that I had before in the past said that he would like to come back and do another episode. And on top of that, he's thinking of possibly helping me find more guests. So I'm hoping that all goes well. I love that the audience for this podcast keeps going up. Every time that I look at the podcast stats on Spotify, Podcaster, I see the audience keeps going up. I see the views keep going up, and the number of people sharing it has gone up. And I love that. And I would like to say thank you all so much for doing that. You do not know how great that is for me and how much appreciative I am about that. So please continue to share this podcast with anyone you know who has an interest in what we do on this podcast. Now, as far as guests go, like I said before, I do have a return guest coming. We have to schedule it, but it will happen. As far as when I'll get more new guests, I don't know when that will be. Like I said before, the person who might be returning is also going to help me find more new people, hopefully. I've had some very unsuccessful tries at getting people. I commented on stuff on various social platforms like Instagram, FetLife, etc. And while the majority that I talk to love the idea of this podcast, not a lot of them want to be on it for some reason. The reasons vary, of course. Some of them are understandable reasons. Others are like, okay, but if you already have yourself out there in the fetish community, why would you not want to do this? That's confusing to me. But their decision is their decision. So if they don't want to be on, that's fine. But I do need more, I do need more guests in order to stay afloat with this thing. I love that views keep going up. I love that the audience keeps climbing. That's fantastic. And I love that, but I can't continue this without guests. And it would really, really suck that if I run out of guests when this thing keeps climbing up, that I don't want to end this because I need because this is great. You know, I keep having people tell me how great this is. This project is amazing. We need more things like this. And that's great. I love that. And thank you all for your encouragements and your support and, you know, the viewership. And I love that. Thank you. Like I said, though, I need more guests, though. So right now I'm in the works, like I said before, of getting, you know, a former guest back on to talk about stuff maybe. And I have a few other friends looking to see if they can find new people for me. And I'm hoping that I can keep this afloat into 2024. Later this month, it's going to be the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. Let me double check. December 16th. So 6 days from now, it will be the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. And I love that, and I hope that I can continue it for a few more years to come. Like I said before, if I get more people interested, if I get more people wanting to be on, then I can continue this. And who knows if the... sorry about that. If you heard a dog, that's just a dog downstairs. Anyway, if you... And like I said before, you know, I'm trying to get new guests on. And another thing that I'm looking at, as I mentioned before, is bringing old guests back to talk about new stuff, or maybe like a follow-up episode of how they're doing since I last recorded the episode with them. So I'm looking into that as well. I know that I say and so a lot, and I do apologize about that. I do these update episodes at the top of my head, so I'm constantly thinking of something new to say. So if I say I do apologize about that. It's just that I'm thinking about what updates I'd like to give as I keep talking. So with the state of this podcast, I don't know how long it will go. I'm thinking it will go as long as I can find people to be guests. Like, you know, if I can continue this another year, and then that's it, then that's fine. If I continue this for like 3 to 5 years, that's great. I'm not that optimistic, but, you know, 3 to 5 years would be good. As far as getting new people, I also have to be careful, though. It's very, and most of you know this from being in the community, you know, you have to be careful with certain things. You know, you don't want to get people angry or upset. You have to make sure people are genuine as well. It's also, what I'm saying is you have to be careful in this line of work, because you can say the wrong thing, or if someone lies about something, then, you know, you'll have egg on your face, and that will be a bad thing. Really bad, depending on the situation. But anyway, I really hope that this continues for a few more years. And I just want to say once again, I know I said this in the beginning, but thank you all for continuing to watch this, continuing to share it. I love that people are sharing this around, and I cannot believe that within a year's time, I have the demographics that I do. You know, like I'm pulling up the demographics right now. I have in total close to 3,200 plays. I have close to 100 Spotify followers. So that's great. And my number of plays per episode has gone up as well. So it's really great to see how this podcast keeps growing. And I'm hoping it will continue, because it looks like things are on the up and up for it. And as long as I can find guests, I can continue it for you guys. So that's basically all I wanted to say as far as a quick update. So to end this, I would like to say that it depends on when I can get it scheduled. I'm currently in talks with someone right now to do an episode. So depending on when he would be available, either, I know it's 2 weeks from this, 2 weeks from tomorrow is Christmas, also my birthday. I was born on Christmas Day. But anyway, if I can get him to agree to do this week or the week of the 17th, I can post one more episode before the new year. If not, then I might have to schedule him sometime in January, and the next one will be in January. So I really hope that this continues, and Thank you all once again for continuing support, and I hope you continue to support me in the coming year of 2024.